And welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. And the best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out all the great videos and animal stories there. This really good monkey and kitten story. And some other, there's a really good ninja cat sees itself in the mirror for the first time. It's pretty hysterical. And of course, there's a post from Stacy and her wonderful birthday trip, a trip of a lifetime to all kinds of incredible places around Monaco and so forth. And she posted lots of fabulous pictures. So check it out if you'd like to share the trip that Stacy had. Really wonderful. And so I don't get in trouble. Got to remind you, time to get on the website, KKNW, 1150kknw.com, and fill out the listener survey for 2023. Only have to do it once a year, but it's your chance to tell the station what shows you like, what you don't like, what you want to hear from the following year, and it really helps them with programming. Would love you to do us the favor of getting online, 1150kknw.com. It's on the homepage. It says quick survey. Click on that, and then you can fill out the survey. And just by filling it out, you get a chance to win 2 tickets on the Victoria Clipper to Victoria, BC. Woohoo, Bouchard's Garden. That should be fabulous. Plus a $100 gift certificate for Famous Dave's Restaurant. So time's running out. Get online, fill out the survey. We would greatly appreciate it. And all righty, I think we are going to go right back to the phones because calls take priority. We still got stuff to talk about, but we'll do as many phone calls as we can in this hour. So if you have something you want to know from me or from Natasha, now would be the time to call in, because at some point I'm going to cut it off because we've got, we have to do current events and there's all kinds of stuff coming up. So anyway, phone number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And oh boy, oh boy, one of my favorite things. I think we're going to talk to dead people. Okay. Woo. All right. We are headed to Bellevue. And Diane, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Good morning.
Hey, Diane.
Good morning.
Hello. And I want to say I think Chewy is great, too. They have awesome service. Yes.
Aren't they? Their customer service is top notch.
Yes, I remember when my dog Rachel passed away, I had just ordered a bunch of stuff for her, so I called and asked if I could return it, and they said, we'll give you credit for all of it, but just keep it and donate it.
I know, aren't they fabulous? They remind me of, remember, you'll know, Diane, because you're in the mature human department like me.
Indeed.
But you remember in the days of before all this internet stuff and all that stuff we could do in terms of stores and department stores, remember the standard was always Nordstrom. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, it was Frederick and Nelson's. But then eventually Nordstrom's took over the whole thing. But they were the standard of top notch customer service, and everybody got compared to them. Okay. Well, that's kind of what Chewy is in the home delivery sort of thing. They are the best I've ever experienced. And it's just absolutely the customer is always right. It doesn't matter. Something isn't right. You don't like it. Your animal doesn't like it. You don't want, they give you your money back immediately, but they don't make you send anything back to them. How cool is that? And then they just say, keep it, use it, donate it. But you get your money back anyway. So anyway, yeah, thanks for the plug. I think anybody knows anybody from Chewy, tell them they need to advertise here with Animal World.
Yes, indeed.
Anyway, so Diane, do we get to talk to dead people?
Well, I hope so. My friend Becky passed away, and this is pretty recent, so I'm not sure if we can reach her or not, but she passed away on April the 3rd.
That is soon. And I mean, my experience with all the mediums that I've worked with, well, the best I've ever worked with, I never had a problem, could always tune into anybody and everything. But some of the others have said, well, sometimes there's a period of time after passing where we aren't able to connect right away until that soul does what they need to do. But
yeah,
Natasha, are you able to get a connection with Becky?
She was really in pain this life, wasn't she?
She was.
And that really dimmed her light. Mm-hmm. She was very an enlightened soul. So when she walked over, it's 11:11. She walked over
That's a master number.
Yeah. And we're talking about Becky.
Yeah.
So she's very much.
No coincidence.
She's very much. I just see her glowing, if that makes sense. I see her glowing, her divine glow, and she is, how do I say this without sounding weird? That she.
It's all right. You already sound weird.
I am weird.
I'm weird, so you can tell me.
Okay. She was an angel in a human suit.
I believe that.
Mm-hmm. An angel on earth. That happens. So
she happens. She is.
She definitely was.
So,
okay.
So she basically transformed back to herself, is what she did. And we all glow when we cross over, but she's glowing. And so with that, just know that, and she is so grateful that you are walking the path that you're walking, that you are humanly going through your life with more grace and love for yourself. And she wants you to remember, go back to that whenever you doubt that. Go back to your divine love for yourself. Because that helps you have love outside of yourself. She's saying.
Oh, good. And I hope her boyfriend, Scott, is being comforted too.
Is he still on this side?
Yeah, I actually see him when he's in his moment of just down, because we all have them. I mean, sometimes it's right before we go to bed. Sometimes it's trying to sleep in a bed when you know somebody has gone, you know, or whatever relationship we're in. I know my mom always said it was hard enough to go to bed after my dad passed. So, when we're navigating that and going through that, I see an angel crouch down beside him. So, and has a hand on his back. So he is very much being taken care of.
She's taking care of him now. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's good.
Wonderful.
She's taking care of Scott. Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. He has been going through some stuff about a lot of men of that generation or the older generation are really struggling with their emotions right now because they're feeling emotions that they've never felt before. And so he is having help. And sometimes when we go through the grief process, it does awaken these parts of us that we've tried to stuff down into the duffel bag, and I don't want to deal with it.
He is an angel himself because both his mother and his father had cancer, and he helped take care of them. And then Becky got the cancer, and he helped take care of her. So he's been through a lot.
Oh, yeah. Bless his heart. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So anyone else you want to check on, Diane?
Oh, well, since you ask, how about my friend Maggie, who used to call into your show, and she passed away last April.
Oh, wow.
April is not a good month me and my friends.
And it is a big. There's
dear
a lot
Maggie.
Of people. Yeah, there's a lot of people who are struggling with the energies of today, and they're not choosing in the word of I'm going to take my life. There's this backwards way of saying it's time for me to exit, so I can help mm-hmm. all my friends on the other side. You know, so it's one of those things that.
Well, so Maggie has an Animal World connection. How's Maggie doing?
Maggie, let me change gears here. I just had a text from a friend who lost somebody. So Maggie, she is, can I just say she's sitting by a pond and has a bunch of animals around her. She
must have my Rachel there too.
Yeah, she is kind of like the guardian of caretaking. I don't want to say the guardian. She's not the only one who takes care of, but right now I see her like in front of the angelic pond or a pond, and she's sitting there just enjoying having all the animals around her and
being, like Rainbow Bridge type energy.
Yeah, it's hard to describe when you're talking about light. And love and mm-hmm. amazingness.
She's with animals, and mm-hmm. does she have Diane's animal friend with her?
Rachel,
a corgi.
Yeah, she's got a lot of animals with her. She's got elephants, giraffes. She's got cats, dogs. There's a donkey with her. And they all come and go because she just has that connection with the beings. So I can say, yes, I see corgis, I see different dogs, but I'm not saying that one because it's, mm-hmm. I'm seeing her from a distance that it's an overview of what I'm seeing.
Well, good job, Maggie, for continuing Animal World on the other side.
Yeah. Oh, and when you laughed, when you talked about Maggie, that is so her. She was always laughing. And even when she was going through, her cancer, she was always upbeat and laughing and just said, oh, well, you know, things are going to be the way they're supposed to be.
Yep.
So when you laughed when you saw her, that was so her.
Yeah.
She is very much content. She has never struggled with that crossing over of the transition. She knew where she was going. She had remembrance of that. She was taken care of while she crossed over. She is not mm-hmm. necessarily an angel, but she's also not not an angel either. So she's got that angelic feel to her of love, grace, and just the bigger purpose. There's a bigger purpose to this world, and she knew that. So there's that balance.
Well, thank you for talking to Becky and to Maggie. I appreciate it.
You're
welcome. All right, Diane. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. God bless. We'll probably talk to you next month, huh?
Probably.
All righty. God bless. Bye bye.
God bless. Bye bye.
All righty. Now, we've got to pretend that Cindy's on the phone so I can get answers for her. But how about, Nathan, we take care of advertisers so we stay on schedule? And then we'll pretend we're on the phone with Cindy and take care of that. And then we'll get to my list of other stuff we have to cover. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Real people, real life, real radio. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are approaching midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard once again from our new pro supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. You can find a lot of the dog supplements in local pet stores. You can check all of them out at the NuPro website, nuprosupplements.com, but you can also order them on Amazon. So check them out, NuPro, N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, nuprosupplements.com. Let's see, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. If you're interested, send me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And then, of course, we heard from Natasha Venter and her website, angelicclarifications.com. Now, Natasha, your website's not changing or anything. It's still the same, right? Angelicclarifications.com.
It has changed the same, but I have gone in and reshifted it all the way. I have added embedded links so that the whole page, so you can link through.
But the address is still the same, angelicclarification.com.
It is.
But you have redone your website along with this other transformation stuff. Okay, so you want to check that out, angelicclarifications.com. Natasha continues to be available for private readings. You can just give her a call. I'll give you the phone number in a moment here. But you also, are you still doing your podcasts on Monday and Wednesday?
We are. Monday is the Dance of Soul with Regan Forston, hypnotherapist from the Newton Institute. And on Monday, we're going to be talking about the angels that we have with us. And then
that's at 4 o'clock on Monday.
4 o'clock on Monday, and that's on my YouTube channel, which is Natasha Venter AC, and Facebook, which is Natasha Venter AC. I'm going to be changing that tonight. And then on Wednesdays, I have my show Life Clarifications with Natasha on the same channels, my YouTube channel.
And that's at 4 o'clock as well.
And that's 4 o'clock Pacific time. Yes.
All right. And so if you and if you'd like to schedule a private reading with Natasha or talk to her about any of this stuff, you can call her after the show. Not now. She's busy. And her number is 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. Correct? All righty. Okay. So we have been unable to shake Cindy out of the trees. This weather can be challenging for her cell phone wise and reception. Natasha, if you remember, last month, Cindy called in and we talked about, we sometimes talk about the cat Crystal, Lucky, that she's got. Mm-hmm. The reports on the cat, the feral cat, doing fantastic.
I know. Things are really shifting up.
So just so you know what's going on in all of you for this feral cat that, you know, it was just so dicey if she'd ever been able to bond, but they're bonding greatly. The little cubby nest she's set up for in the house, Crystal comes in and out of that. She's now been in the house in her cubby with the door closed for a few minutes. before she asks to go back
Congratulations.
Out. She now, Cindy's able to pet her. She's able to bend over and pick her up, but she can only lift her to about knee level. That's all she's comfortable with so far.
And, Things are changing so much. I'm sorry.
She can pick her up and place her in the wheelbarrow, which is a place where she likes to sleep sometimes. And Sydney's able to kiss her on the head. And Crystal really likes that. Okay. So good bonding going there. All right. Now, but the next thing and what I want the answer for is Darlene the chicken. Mm-hmm. So if any of you have been following this, Cindy has chickens, you know, egg laying chickens. A while ago, probably during the winter, the flock of chickens picked on one of the chickens and almost killed her, pulled out feathers and almost killed her. Oh, we got Cindy on the line?
We do.
All right. Well, let's bring Cindy. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha. We're already talking about you.
Yeah, I heard that.
All right.
The static was bad, but it's pretty clear right now for me.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. So Divine Mother must have cleared the energy for you. That's great. Let's see. So I filled her in on Crystal Lucky and what's going on with her. And I was just told her you could pick her up knee level and put her in the wheelbarrow.
That
kiss
is
her
so
up,
cool. Congratulations.
And kiss her on the head. Isn't that cool? So things going well there. Now, but with Darlene, Darlene's the chicken who almost was killed by the flock, and Cindy named her after her deceased mother, Darlene. Mm-hmm. So Darlene the chicken now lives in the house with Cindy. And so we were talking last month about enhancing Darlene's life and you know what she could do and all of that. And that none of us felt real good about her living in a cage in the house forever. And so trying to think about what to do. And so it was real interesting after the show last month. So we're talking about Darlene the chicken and all of this. Mm-hmm. And
I was praying for something to happen for
her. Guess what, Natasha? I come home and I turn on my computer and I just, you know, I check through. And all of a sudden, boom, on Facebook pops up. It's this story about this reporter who in a film of him out doing a news report somewhere in the country in a blizzard. And while he's doing the news report live on the air, in walks a chicken.
Chicken.
In the middle of the blizzard. So they drop everything and they corral and they chase this chicken and say, oh, it's going to freeze. Oh, it's going to die. So he takes the chicken and takes it home and then makes this chicken part of his family. And now he's got this great relationship with this chicken and she does the TV show with him and sits on his shoulder and show, you know, with a little harness and vest and she follows him everywhere and does everything and all this stuff. So I'm thinking, oh, well, this can't be a coincidence. This is what Cindy has to do for Darlene. So I got online, start searching harnesses for chickens, mm-hmm. and we ordered her a chicken harness and a leash, which we've got. And then now Cindy thinks she needs to alter it a little bit to get it to fit and all of that. But Cindy's been working and socializing Darlene and carrying her around and getting her used to stuff. But I've been telling her about, you know, like if you saw Americans Got Talent last season, there was a girl that trained chickens and she mm-hmm. had them doing agility and playing band instruments and all this stuff.
Chickens are great.
So anyway,
energy.
Cindy's doing all of that. But now Cindy is wondering because her flock of chickens, they're getting older, you know, and they get older, they stop, you know, laying, slows down all that. So she has to, rejuvenate her flock. Well, she's ordered some special chickies, you know, and what she was wondering, and I think, Cindy, you correct me if you're wrong, we kind of wanted to know, does Darlene want to be a mother and raise these babies? Last time we talked, Cindy,
yes.
You explained to me, and I said yes, because I said that was the vision I had. Remember, I mentioned that on the air. I think you should get chickens and let Darlene raise them and have her own little flock. But I think you told me, Cindy, and I didn't know that. Did you know they send chickens through the mail, baby chicks? That Cindy could order, she ordered chickens. Yeah, Nathan's looking like I did. What? They put chickens
in
a box and send them through the mail? Are you joking? But
they
they figured out how to do that. And your chickies were due to arrive the end of the week. So did you get your baby chicks yet, Cindy?
It was next week. Yeah, probably
next week.
Thursday.
Okay, so next week they're coming. All right, so this is good. So do you still, what we want to know, Natasha, I think you said, yes, Darlene wants to be a mother. Is that correct?
Yeah, this would be, she's a gentle soul. You know, she's a very gentle soul. So she would not, it would be a good place for her to be. Like I was saying that last time, that, you know, if you can cut her, the coop in half and let her be on one
side.
Yeah,
but it's not big enough. She can't do that.
Yeah. But there, so she would love to be with other chickens. She's happy where she's at. She doesn't want to be back in that attack mode.
Right.
Because she's such a gentle soul. So it's that being with the youngers. She would really enjoy that.
So do you think this is like when the box arrives and it's full of little chickies, can Cindy just put them with Darlene in a area or whatever she's set up for that? Does she have to go through any kind of transition period in introducing them? Or are they just going to, Darlene's going to say, oh boy, Cindy got me babies. And it'll be fine. So what do you think?
What I'm seeing is that you present her the chickens so that she hears them. Now, if she all of a sudden goes, I want to get in there, then go with it. But if she's like hesitant for a moment, to give her time to integrate.
To get used to it.
To get used to it. She's gone through a lot. So she may need a time to integrate into that new knowing. But I feel like her energy wants to be there. It's just that the reality of the humanness, or the reality of reality, that sometimes our knowings have to catch up with what's happening. And that's what I'm getting.
Okay.
That she might need a minute to integrate in what's truly happening.
So it's probably one of two ways, Cindy. She's either going to say, oh, babies, let me have them. Or she might say, oh, babies, I'm not so sure yet. And you'll need a little transition period.
Yeah, but I'm feeling that she would love to do that.
Do that.
That would
cool.
be her.
Excellent.
She would be the her strut and self again.
Now, then, say that were the case, could she stay with those chickens when the babies grow up? Could Darlene be part of that?
Yeah, because they're going to look at her differently.
Yeah, because she'd be mom to them.
She would she'd be mom. Yeah. And so they wouldn't look at her.
Go ahead, Cindy.
Wouldn't she, if once they got older, if I could figure out which ones are the ones that are attacking as my other chickens and got rid of those, Darlene would be mother hen protecting her chicks.
So you're one.
I don't get that she's motherly, but she's not necessarily aggressively. I don't get that she has that intention of aggression, even though she's motherly. Does that make sense?
I've had other chickens that hadn't been through trauma, so I just put the chickens in there, and they were just like, they were just right away, she's mother, and then she's really, really protective of anyone coming near the chicks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and she might be until they grow up. But...
Yeah, but and there is this natural motherhood that we all kind of get into, you know, that, you know, we get protective, but I'm not getting that she's aggressive.
Okay. So let's look at this. Now, Cindy has her regular flock that's outside. How many are in your flock, Cindy?
There's five left.
Five left. Okay. Now, and Cindy thinks, Natasha, that it's two of those five that are the aggressors and beat up, Darlene.
Yeah.
Cindy's been carrying a marker with her when she's out there, and she's trying to, you know, mark the two aggressive ones, because she found there's a place, I don't know, was it Tractor Warehouse or somewhere out here, where you can take roosters or chickens you don't want anymore, and you can take them, and then people adopt them and stuff. So there's a way to, you know, humanely pass these chickens on and get them. But if she were able to remove the two aggressors, and Darlene raises these babies. And how many babies are you getting, Cindy?
I'm getting six.
Okay, six babies. Darlene raises them. Could then she move Darlene and the six babies into the outdoor coop with the remaining three adult chickens? And would that integration work?
There's a good possibility that would work.
Okay.
Okay. Wait and see.
That's another.
But we'll wait and see and keep checking on that energy as the babies grow up.
Yeah, there's a lot of energy shifting right now, and it's hard to predict that far in the future.
Okay. Yeah. But it's looking right now like that could probably work. So that sounds like a good plan, I think. So, Cindy, what else would you like to know from Natasha or anything?
Oh, that was it for today.
Okay. All right. Good.
Bless you for being
here.
Hey,
are you making
you are,
any progress with the halter and the leash with Darlene?
Very slow, but it's starting.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. All righty. Well,
this might be your fix. This might be your fix.
Yep. So I can't wait to hear about the babies and all of that. And of course, we'll check in with you next month. But anyway, thanks for calling Animal World.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
God bless.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Big flash here. So we've got a few things, Natasha, I want to chat with you about. Now, Hummers are the next thing on my list. But the first thing, I got some general stuff I want. The good news is, I talk to you regularly about the Hummer situation. Mm-hmm. And remember last year at the end of the season, I told you, I have seven, one, two, three, four, I had five feeders out. And so in the front, half in the front and part in the back. And I had lots of Hummers, lots of Annas through the winter. And then the roofies came in. They're the orange ones that are so cute, but they can be very aggressive. And the roofies started chasing off the Annas. And then eventually the roofies chased all the Annas off last year. And then the roofies go, they migrate for the summer. And so then I didn't have as many Annas coming out of the winter this year as I had. But I had talked to you, Natasha, and we discussed the idea of, well, I could put some perimeter feeders out and mm-hmm. that maybe having more feed. Well, that seems to be the ticket. I put two feeders out away from the house.
Uh-huh.
Okay. They don't use them a lot, but I now have
gives them another story.
Anna hummingbirds, and I have roofies, and I'm totally amazed. Everybody's getting along.
Oh,
nobody's fighting, nobody's chasing each other off. Sometimes I've had a male roofie and then a male Anna come in, and they don't go after each other and fight, but one of them will say, okay, I'll move away and go to another one. Are you here? But anyway, I have congenial hummingbirds. So how cool is that?
Thank you. Great. Oh,
yeah.
Yay.
So great suggestion for anybody out there. Now, the other question I have, I just got reminded. I don't remember if you remember last year, I had the a young female Anna show up, after that baby and all of that, that had the tongue sticking out. The one, and so I refused to accept that this one is just going to die slowly out there. So I called in support from Dr. Nels. And so Dr. Nels and I were doing remote treatments on this little Anna humming. Well, eventually her tongue got better, and she was able to drink with it. And she kind of recovered and hung around. But I always noticed when she would take a drink, there'd be a little bit more tongue that wiggled than the other ones. So now I'm wondering, is she still here? If she survived and if she's back, because I've got one female Anna that comes to what was her favorite feeder. She just came during the break and the tongue is there, and it could be her, but I don't know if it's her or not. But I'm wondering if she survived this long, is that still my Hummer that had the bad mm-hmm. tongue? Because
yeah,
my sense is when she showed up and said, you asked because it's me is what I'm getting.
Mm-hmm.
Is that my girl?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yahoo! Okay, so what y'all need to know.
She survived. She's coming, she came back.
Yeah, so just so you know, you read about these Hummers that have the tongue sticking out. And what you're told is that it can be an injury is what I was told, but it usually is a fungal infection. And they mm-hmm. say that it comes from people putting something other than just the sugar water nectar mixture in their feeders. They're putting in honey or trying to make it better with honey or something else. That stuff grows fungus, and that's what causes this. But they say it's fatal, you can't save them, and yada, yada, yada. Well, I think anything can be healed with the right circumstances and all of that. Anyways,
yeah, she's not perfect by any means, but
no,
she's doing
yeah,
better.
But
she's
with Nels and I working on her, especially with Nels working on her, she survived another year, and here she is, and probably going to be a mama this mm-hmm. year herself. So anyway, it seems to me that life is with Hummers is kind of back to normal now, except that roofies and Annas are getting along. And last year they went through a period of just draining the feeders for a while. about this time or whenever it was, draining, draining, draining. And then all of a sudden they were gone. And then that's when we learned that, oh, okay, Hummers, that they disappear to raise their babies, mm-hmm. and then they'll be back. Well, they're draining the feeders now. I can barely keep them full. So is it about time? Because mm-hmm. I think we're late because it's been so cold. The temperature has stayed
late.
Cold.
We are late.
So can you tell me anything about the Hummer cycle? Is it going to be pretty normal and they'll disappear pretty sometime soon? Or
yeah, around the 1st of May is when I'm getting. It's going to warm up here in May. So.
And do you see both the Roofies and the Annas staying here because everybody's getting along? Cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ooh,
all right. Yeah.
You're going to have the ebb and flow of some go, some stay. But yes, majority of them are going to stay.
Wonderful. Fantastic. All right. Check that one off. Okay. We're going to take care of advertisers for the last time in the hour. I've got a couple of more things to talk about, and we got to do current events. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Self-help, healing, spirituality, and more on Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and then every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful Dr. Nels Rasmussen again. You can find him at healingministryforanimals.com. He's changed up the website, so check it out. And on YouTube at Nels Rasmussen and all those fabulous before and after videos, so you can see what I'm talking about and the incredible healings he does, most physical healings as well as behavioral and emotional, and what a miracle worker he really is. The before and afters are astounding. And he likes you to contact him through the website. He always does a free telephone evaluation, and the do-it-yourself at at Home program, the Rasmussen Reset, is available on the homepage now. So check it out, healingministryforanimals.com. And then our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton, has got the Whispering Dragon Center in her home now in Shoreline. Great location and fabulous energy. I hope you can get in for a session. Chiropractic acutonics session in the gong room with all the incredible sound healing energy and the gongs and the forks. It really is an incredible experience. You can check her out. Her website is whispering-dragon.com or Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or just give Jude a call, 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. Yeah, alrighty then. Okay, a couple of other things that I want to check in with us, Natasha, and then Natasha's got something on our list here too, and then we'll get to current events. But the one thing I can just want to mention quickly, of course, again, it relates to time of year and temperatures, so that's why I want a little input from Natasha here. I want to remind you that now that we're spring, moving towards summer, and the temperatures are rising a bit, it's time to really be aware of fleas. Now, it's not quite time yet, depending on where you are. But the outdoor temperature has to get consistently above 50. Now, we're not here in my neighborhood now. It's going below 50 every night and sometimes staying below 50 during the day. So I think that's the case most places. But once we get consistently above 50, what that does is allow the larvae and the eggs to wake up and hatch that are outside in the ground and the dirt and all of that. And so that's when. So start thinking about, you know, a flea plan. Do you need to be ready to start flea combing here and there to check? That's what I do. Well, and I watch my dogs and cats because they don't have fleas. So if anybody gets a flea, they itch and they scratch. And so if I see cat or dog itching, then I get out the flea comb to see if we've got something going on. And anyway, so just start paying attention. And Natasha, but energy-wise looking at it and knowing that temperature thing, you got a handle on when you think flea season is going to start to explode on us?
Probably mid-May.
Okay. All right,
mid-May,
excellent.
We're going to get more consistent. We're going to have kind of a wet transition here for a couple weeks, but it's going to start getting better or more consistent
okay. In
May.
All right. Now I got to tell you about the next Animal World snafu thing that's messed up the detail. Next week is the fourth Sunday of the month and should be on my next dog behavior training show with author Walter Stoffel of Lance, A Spirit Unbroken. Unfortunately, Walter's having some health issues. And he's having some pretty serious symptoms right now, Bell's palsy type stuff. I'm not going to go into a lot of details about this, but the bottom line, it is affecting consistent speech and that sort of thing. So he doesn't feel that he is able to do the show with me, and working very hard on healing and doing everything he can. He just started acupuncture and stuff, and he's now, thank goodness, connected with Dr. Nels. So he's going to be able to get remote help there. So I want to honor his healing process, and I want him to know that we're supporting him here on Animal World. So rather than going on with the teaching show without him, we're just going to go on hold for a moment because it was time for us to break down Lance's case and really talk about all of that. And of course, Walter really has to be here and be able to speak to do that. So next week, it's going to be an encore presentation of the last healing or the teaching show that I did with Walter, just to catch up and or review if if you haven't heard it before, so that we'll be ready when he's able to do a show with us again. And that's kind of without a lot of details, Natasha. Can you see, is there a definitive as to whether or not he'll be able to join me again on the air in a reasonable period of time? Or is this looking like it's likely to stretch?
Is it up
in the air and you just don't know?
Yeah.
Up in the air and we just don't know? Okay.
Exactly.
I'd like all of you to tune in and add Walter Stoffel to your prayer and healing list. Send him prayers and healing so that he is able to recover enough that we can enjoy him on the air and finish our teaching shows. Okay. So, but next week's going to be an encore. All right. Now, before we do current events, Natasha said, put me on the list. I got to talk about something.
Yes. I had a friend who texted me about someone who she lost, and I wanted to put this out because she really wanted to know about this guy. Was a minister who was, and I'm going to do this quickly for you, that he passed over. And I want you to know that he is doing wonderful. He is spending time with some younger people in his life. He is visiting around, you know, to his wife, his family. He is also negotiating a lot of this dance. He walked over quickly. His connection with the higher spirit, with the higher love, helped him cross over quickly. Mm. So he's not been spending a lot of time. He's a worker bee. He's one of the worker bees. So he just stepped into it. And what some of your questions about how he looks at God, he always saw God as divine and that knowing. Now he's just relieved the humanness of his perception of God. So now he is stepping into the greater good of what God is, which is love divine. He always knew that, but there's this human part of us that we try to put, you know, God in a box, and God's not in a box, or that divine love is not in a box, whoever you want to call divine, greater, you know, greater mother, whoever that being is that you call your greater support, that he is now working for, he is now part of that greater good with that divine. He's still in that transition time, but he's going forward. So all he's done is relieved the humanness of his attachment of what God in his language was. Now he's putting God as the divine love and walking with that.
Yeah, sounds like he was transition. Very connected with spirit and, you know, Heavenly Father, divine mother, like Josh says, however you refer to the higher power, he was connected. So his transition has been smooth and pretty quick. And then he's back to work on the other side for whoever it is.
He reminds me of my dad.
All right. Okay. Well, that's great. Yeah. So that's everything you wanted to say to this person?
Yes. And remember, everyone is loved. You know, he's just sends so much love. He just sends so much love. You are so loved.
Wonderful.
Thank you for that moment. I appreciate
that. Oh, yeah. Well, we just pretend she's on the phone with us, you know, even though she's just in your phone.
Yeah.
But it was a question. So
it was. Thank you.
All righty. Now, we got time to sneak in current events. Alrighty, speaking of all of that, first thing on the current events list is, if you haven't done it already, get to the 1150kknw.com website. Please fill out the 2023 listener survey. It's on the homepage. It says quick survey. We'd really appreciate it if you do that. You can tell us what shows you like, you don't like, and talk about programming and all that stuff, and it really helps management figure out what they're going to do for the year. And you get your name goes in the bucket to win two tickets on the Clipper to go to Victoria, BC, and $100 gift certificate for Famous Dave's restaurant. So that's a pretty good deal. Go to 1150kknw.com, click on the quick survey, and you'll be a part of the contest. Now, what are you doing, Nathan?
Oh, I was just thinking about current events and Bark in the Park.
Ah,
and
because there was
not
a bark
related
in the
to
park.
The Mariners. I mean, sort of related to the Mariners, but I was just out of curiosity looking up because I'm probably going to my brother's place in September when the Mariners play against the Reds, and the game we're thinking about going to is Bark in the Park.
Back
so
where he lives
in Cincinnati.
In Cincinnati. Well, you're not taking Abby with you, are you?
No.
Does your brother?
But it just so happens to be that game I'm going to is a Bark in the Park game.
Well,
so.
But does your brother and his wife and Genevieve, your niece, Uncle Nathan, do they have a dog?
They used to, unfortunately.
Oh, they don't.
With
so,
Genevieve, the dog was too much. And
you'll have to bark for Abby while
yes,
you're there.
Yes, I will.
All right. Well, I hope you'll have fun doing that. All righty. So let's see. What else is on current events? Let's see. Northwest Stream Center's got active stuff going on. And they're having an Earth Day tree planting, and they need volunteers. So this is going to be Saturday, April 22nd. That must be Earth Day. From 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Quilceta Creek. It's at 128th Street Northeast in Tulalip. They need help planting trees along the streams, and they provide entertainment and, you know, gloves and equipment. And you can go to streamkeeper.org for more details, or give them a call at 425-316-8592 if you'd like to participate. But volunteers needed for the Earth Day tree planting, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday, April 22nd at Quilceta Creek. And then we're going to have cougars, presentation by wildlife cougar scientist from the Department of Fish and Wildlife, Brian Kirsten, will be May 18th at 7 p.m. And then, mark your calendars. October, we'll do all about bats again. Let's see what else we might have going on here. All righty. We've got for Homeward Pet Adoption Center, we got the Furball Auction and Dinner. The annual event is Saturday, May 20th at the Maidenbauer Center in Bellevue, homewardpet.com or homewardpet.org to register. Summer camp for kids at Seattle Humane. Registration's open. It's for kids entering second through eighth grade, so you may want to check that out. And the annual Tuxes and Tails 2023 will be Saturday, May 13th at the Magnuson Park Hangar 30, as they have been doing. And then Meow has got the cat 5K fun run and walk Saturday, April 22nd at Mary Moore Park. And then their annual fundraiser, Fine Lines and Felines, at the Hub Ballroom on the UW campus will be June 17th. And I think that covers it. So we are good with current events. And wouldn't you know, that about covers our time here.
And my friend said, thank you very much. She didn't with the weather, and she lives in another place.
Gotcha.
Doesn't get very good phone calls. So she
We did two kind of sort of pretend phone calls today. So yeah, that's good. If you get us the information, we will get it on the air. So I already told you, next week's Encore, Last Teaching Show with Walter. Following week will be Encore, Last Healing Show with Dr. Nels and Linda. And if you just tune in and follow along, you can get a surrogate healing. First Sunday of May, I will be back in the saddle and shelter, rescue, sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. So that it is it for what's coming up.
And I will be on Vintages After Dark on YouTube on the first Tuesday of the month, talking about feng shui.
All right, that sounds great. And then you can find Natasha next up Monday, 4 p.m., for her podcast, and that's Natasha Venter on Natasha Venter AC on YouTube, or Natasha Venter AC Angelic Clarifications on Facebook, right? And you
Thank
can
you.
See the live live broadcast. So, and Natasha said the rain has arrived in the Skagit Valley, so it
yes.
be raining everywhere. And Nathan, that continues for like forever. Is that right?
Quite a few days.
Okay,
oh,
so we got rain,
the recess
rain,
duty
rain.
In the rain. Ugh.
Put the lawnmower away. I don't have to mow. Okay, I got to scoop
you, everyone,
in the rain.
Blessings. So,
yep, I got to get out my grain gear and go across town and retrieve my Chewy package, thanks to OnTrack. All righty, so that is it. Natasha, thank you so much. And thank you for 3 years here on Animal World. Nathan.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
hugs,
you.
Hugs, hugs. And tell your mom I've adopted you. So, you know, she doesn't have to do much. Anyway, you're part of the Animal World family. And I'm so grateful. Thank you for a great 3 years. And as always, I leave you with, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, share your love with all living things. And we'll talk to you again next week.